Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We're having a little conversation off the air about best and worst candy to bring into a movie theater. That's going to be, I think that might be our list.
That's our list this week, yeah. That's going to be that.
We'll save the debate.
We get your nominations on Thursday, and then we'll vote on it
on
Friday.
Idea is bad.
What? Oh, his suggestion is bad. It was his idea to do this for
the
list.
That's a good idea. Yes.
It was a good idea for the list, but I'll say what it is. It's sweet tarts. Buddy, what?
26-year-old man.
Sweet tarts.
Explain
yourself.
What's
wrong with sweet tarts?
They're chalk.
Yeah.
They're flavored chalk.
That's not true. They are both sweet and tart.
They're great things.
Yeah, I didn't say they didn't have flavor. I said that they're chalk.
And you get like a box of them, so you know you can snack on them throughout the entire movie.
There's
goes great with a soda.
Okay, you can get a box of any candy at a movie theater. You don't have to pick sweet tarts just because they come in a box at the theater. They go well with the soda.
Yeah,
I feel like they would ruin the taste of the soda.
And then you know you got your nice soda with you.
Mm. So have some sugar and then have some more sugar.
But Jamie's wasn't much better.
Mine is better. Mine's at least chocolate. I'm not saying
milk chocolate's bad, though.
Going to win a popularity contest.
So any conversation that revolves around a candy covered in milk chocolate already gets thrown out.
It's not covered in milk chocolate. It's covered in little white.
It's snow caps.
Little dots.
To be fair, I don't think I've ever had snow caps.
Oh, well, then
And I think it's because I've gone to movie theaters, seen them, and went, that looks like old people candy.
No.
Like that. That next to the sweet tarts. Why'd I get some Werther's Originals?
Snow caps are, for those who don't know what they are, they're like take a ball of chocolate, cut it in half, so you got a flat surface and a round top. I don't know what those little white sprinkles are, but they're little white sprinkles that are supposed to be snow. Snow caps.
I think snow caps were, they made it in a factory one time in 1967, and all those boxes have been sitting there since then.
Can't really talk here because your idea was not, and Weir's never had it. So
yeah, never. I'll have some before Friday or Thursday, maybe. And I still will disagree with you.
I
have to be consistent.
I guess
even if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I've only ever eaten them at a movie theater. I've never bought them anywhere else.
I think Twizzlers has got to be the god king of this.
I don't like Twizzlers.
I don't care.
Get stuck
like Twizzlers.
In my teeth.
You're wrong.
Twizzlers
get stuck in your teeth?
Yes,
Twizzlers
it's
or
like
red
taffy.
Vines?
Red Vine? God, yeah. How old are you?
No, I'm asking you, are you a Twizzlers or a Red Vine?
You're 26 going on 94.
Except
Red
for
Vine.
The Jello shots yesterday. That was the only thing. That was the only glimmer of youth.
Yeah. I'm asking Twizzlers or Red Vine.
Nobody takes Red Vine over Twizzlers.
This is like a mayonnaise Miracle Whip thing.
Sam is like, what? Sam's hearing half the conversation in the background. And
oh,
what
my God.
That is.
Okay, so it's time for dumb debates. We already had one, but let's continue one. This is from Emily and Nate in Overland Park. They're married. They have two kids. Budget is a bit of an issue. When they go to the movie theater, Emily sneaks in snacks in her purse for the entire family. Those snacks include a bunch of candy, including Twizzlers, they have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Sour Patch Kids for the kids. They also bring in sodas as well. Cans of sodas.
Turkey sandwich, too? You know?
4 to 6 cans of soda into the movie theater at a time.
When You're welcome, men, for the purses that we carry.
When they, Katie specifically has a purse for the movie theater.
A movie purse. Mm-hmm.
So Nate wants to know, like, because he has a problem with this. He's like, I don't mind saving some money, but I feel guilty. She thinks it's a victimless crime, but the way movie theaters make any of their money is off of concession sales. They don't actually make any money off of the movie itself. So I'm just summarizing here. He's basically saying it's wrong. We should at least just get like one little snack or something. But his wife is also bringing in popcorn.
Jeez.
As well into the theater.
I'm surprised that at no point in history do I recall movie theaters ever like checking bags and things like that to make sure you're not.
You know why? Because everyone would be busted.
Oh my gosh.
Every single person.
It's one of those like just because everybody does it doesn't make that okay.
Yeah.
But there's a line.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that when you're bringing your own drinks in.
When you bring it in popcorn, there's something unsavory about that. No pun intended.
Tacky, to use the word from
because
the last
hour. Movie theater popcorn's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so you're right. Like, soda is going to be the same. Candy is going to be the same. But the popcorn is.
Popcorn is special.
I mean, you're cooking at home and bringing that into the movie theater.
Yeah.
There's a line there. Yeah,
why not bring a chuck roast with you
bring
as well?
Pizza with you, you know, just make dinner and bring it.
Sneak in, a tiny toaster oven, plug that in somewhere, mm-hmm. and then just heat up your sandwiches on that.
I'm just imagining someone bringing a crock pot of cheese, you know, and eating nachos during the movie.
So are we okay with sneaking as a group, as the three of us, are we okay with sneaking food in the theater? I'm okay with it up to a point.
So we're okay with some immorality, just not a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
I mean, don't steal $1 million from the county.
So is the consensus is yes, but there's a line.
Yes. But okay. Like they're both right.
You don't steal $1 million, still 900,000.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From Wyandotte. That's fine. So yes, but there's a point.
I think that like the sodas and the popcorn thing really throws me off, especially the popcorn, because you can't get movie theater popcorn outside the movie theater.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine. Are you literally buying microwave popcorn and then sneaking a bag of popped microwave popcorn in the movie theater?
I think
and
be that's
like,
exactly this
is
what's happening.
What she, he says she does. She pops a bag of popcorn before.
That's crazy to me. I mean, you know, I don't know where you can buy snow caps, but
the grocery store.
If you could get them somewhere and you want, that's fine.
I gotta be honest. I think I've only literally seen snow caps available at movie theaters. Maybe I've just ignored them.
You can buy them elsewhere.
Store? Okay,
but I admit I never have.
There will be like a Walgreens near a movie theater that sells basically candy. Lots
of candy.
Yeah,
they have an extended candy shelf because they know.
Because they know. They know. They're not stupid.
Why is movie theater candy always in a box? I feel like most movie theater candy is in a box.
I think you're right. I wonder if it's because it makes less sound.
That's accurate. Yeah, it would make less sound than a plastic bag.
Because that's annoying.
Yeah, because the snow caps come in a box.
Yeah, snow caps come in a box.
Movie theater Butterfingers come in a box.
Mike and Ike's come in a box. Yeah,
I bet that's correct. I bet that's because of the sound. Yep. So we're in the middle on this one.
All right.
He's right.
Okay, so where's the line then? So we all agree that it's okay to sneak some food into the movie theater.
I'm okay with candy. Don't bring
soda.
I mean, is there a limit to how much candy you should
bring
in?
Here's my thing. I think if it's something that is incredibly overpriced, then you should be able to sneak it in. And that's where I say soda's fine, more so than even candy, because movie theater candy, it's expensive, but it's like twice as much as it is for if you bought it at a store. Whereas a soda is like three times more than you would have at Quick Trip or if you brought a can in. On top of that, it's just sugar water that it doesn't cost them anything.
No.
I can't imagine going to a movie and watching a movie and the guy sitting next to me, when the movie's coming to the peak, he cracks open a Coke. Like,
Would be very obvious.
Like that would be insane. I'm watching the big fight about to. The villain just ran his monologue.
You'd have to bring in 20-ounce bottles and open them before you go in.
So your problem is how it would affect other people around you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's okay to bring in as much as you can fit in whatever purse you normally use. Mm-hmm. The point at which you have to switch to a bigger purse, you are bringing
too
much in.
When you have your movie purse,
yes.
Like we have. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, it's not a purse so much. It's a hefty bag.
It's a backpack.
It's a trash bag filled with stuff. We're like, no, this is totally normal. This is what we use.
I'm okay with candy. I think I'm okay with like one soda per person.
Mm.
And then that's two. And then that's my line. Yeah. Or like, should there be a monetary value on it?
From the text line, if you can't afford to go to the concession stand, you shouldn't be able to go to you shouldn't be going to the movie to begin with.
Have you been to a movie lately?
Yeah, but that's not really fair. Yeah, tickets. Where are you getting cheap tickets anymore? Not even Cinemark has cheap tickets. So you're paying a lot for the ticket, and then you go in and you're expected to. So if I have a family of four, I have to pay $40 for tickets, and then what? Another $40 for the concession stand?
But we are justifying passively stealing.
Is it stealing?
It kind of is, because you want the thing, and you're not willing to buy it from them. Okay. Yeah, you're kind of stealing. You're sort of passively stealing from the movie theater.
I don't think of it as stealing.
Because you're not buying. You want something and you're not buying it from them.
Yeah.
You're sneaky. Otherwise, why are you sneaking
it
in?
So if I go to Taco Bell instead of McDonald's, I'm stealing from McDonald's? Because I could have gone to Taco Bell, but instead I went to McDonald's.
But you are buying. I don't know how to explain that analogy doesn't work.
That analogy would work if McDonald's still had their dollar drinks. And you went to McDonald's and bought a soda, and then went to Taco Bell and bought your food, and you're sitting there at a table drinking on your McDonald's cup.
So what's wrong with that?
Because you can't bring, because you're there for that place's food. You don't go to, like Applebee's and get your cheap cocktail, and then take your cheap cocktail into an expensive cocktail bar.
Yeah. It's funny that I was the one who was upset about the wedding thing looking tacky, but I would totally do something like that. I don't care. Like, what are you? If I'm in Taco Bell, you have a problem with me drinking out of a McDonald's cup?
I don't know why you're getting anything at a Taco Bell other than a Baja Blast.
I'm just saying.
But
yeah, fair. Well, we're getting calls on this. 913-586-7798.
I feel like it's stealing. It's not actively stealing, but it's you want something.
But I bought them from somebody. I just didn't buy it from the movie theater.
That's true. But if you go to a place, you're not, like, that's why a lot of restaurants have corkage fees, which is if you bring a bottle of wine in, sometimes they don't have the kind of wine that you like. You'll bring your own wine.
This is a thing?
A corkage fee is a thing. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Is you go to a restaurant and you want to bring your own bottle of wine in, or you don't want to use their dessert, you want to bring your own cake in, they'll charge you a cutting fee for the cake.
Okay.
It's because they sell something and you are not buying theirs, you're bringing your own in. They deserve to make some money off of that. So we need a fee for that at movie theaters.
913-586-7798. Yeah, I think actually if you said you can pay an extra $2 and you can bring in whatever you want, I would pay that just so I didn't have the guilt of sneaking things in.
And in restaurants, they call that the corkage for like...
Yeah, corkage fee.
It's for them to open the bottle.
Whatever.
They're opening the bottle for you. So
it's you paying for your peace of mind. You're sneaking wine into a restaurant. I never knew that was a thing.
But you don't sneak it in. You just say, hey, I have this bottle I'd rather have, or this cake that you don't have.
All right, we'll keep this going. 913-586-7798, because we're getting a ton of texts on this. There isn't a rule saying that you can't do it, so why not? Well, there's also no rule saying you can't steal from a baby. That doesn't just because things aren't... Actually, there are lots of rules saying you can't steal candy from babies. But I'm just saying, there's lots of things that are unethical that they don't have a written rule for. Having said that, that's not how I live my life. I don't go, well, there's a rule.
Do movie theaters have signs up that say no outside food or drink allowed inside?
I think there are.
Okay, if they have that sign, you're stealing.
I've never noticed, though.
They probably still have it up.
All right, 913-586-778. Some weirdo texted, Red Vines all the way! All the way back to 1942. That's where you're going. They just bombed Pearl Harbor. I'm going to have some Red Vines. 913-586-7798. Your calls and texts coming up on midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't even, how ethical is it, or how much are you okay with sneaking
food into a movie theater?
Drinks, snacks into a movie theater.
Well, we started with all of us agreeing that it's okay to sneak some things in. I feel like you're taking a more hardline approach now and saying it's not, because you were saying it was stealing.
I feel like it is, but.
Is it though?
Am
I stealing from a cactus because I brought my own water to the desert? I didn't steal something from them. That's not theft. Theft is when you take something that belongs to somebody else. I'm just facilitating my own nourishment inside of their theater.
If they have signs up, no food and no outside food and drinks allowed.
Yeah.
And you are it's because they want you to buy theirs.
Right.
You are breaking a rule and bringing outside food and drinks in and not buying theirs.
I agree. I'm breaking a rule.
It's either theft or fraud. I'm not sure which, but it's one of the two.
I think it's the sin of not engaging in capitalism at its fullest.
You are. You're just engaging with it at Walgreens
That's what I'm saying. Not at its fullest. Meaning getting charged the most. Let's go to the phones. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Mike in Topeka, who has a suggestion for how much liquid you should bring into a movie theater. What do you got there, Mike?
Yes, I am a sneaker of drinks into the movie theater. And the way that I do it is with a Camelback.
A Camelback. So you have a bladder full of liquid.
Yeah. It's 64 ounces, and it's chilled. It's got a little cooler pack in it that helps keep the drink cold.
Uh-huh.
And it's super concealable. You know, just throw on a hoodie over the backpack, and you just have the straw that comes up, you know, underneath the hood. So it's very easy to hide. You just plenty of drinks, and it works out great. I love it.
And you don't feel guilty
and
about
proud
this.
Of it.
Not at all, because like you guys said, their drinks are so godly overpriced. It doesn't make sense to me. So I don't mind buying my snacks there, but I'm going to bring my own drinks.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
So here's, again, I still think this is a little bit okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then I will ask, okay, well, where else do you feel like I'm being overcharged here? So I'm going to figure out a way around it. Because I don't think you should charge me that much for the thing. So I'm going to bring in my own, or I'm going to figure out a way around that.
If you brought snacks into a baseball game?
That's probably a good analogy. You feel like day charge too much, I bring...
Or football game.
I bring my own in.
Yeah, I bring my own in. Yes. Or I wore my own jersey to the game instead of buying one there.
You're allowed to bring in a bottle of water / sports drink and some peanuts into Kauffman Stadium.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So they kind of already...
They expect it.
Problem is that, you know, to get into Kauffman, you have to have a clear bag.
Yeah.
So it makes it a little bit more difficult to get whatever Red Vines or Twizzlers or whatever.
Let's go to Ben in Gladstone. Hey, Ben.
Hey, good to have you back on the air again.
Oh, thanks so much.
Jamie, bring this down a notch. Now, I'm gonna attack this on both levels. I am an AMC A-lister, all right?
Okay.
So here's where you get the cheap tickets. I pay $21 and some odd cent a month. I get to see three movies a week.
That's pretty good.
Nerd.
Are there that? How is he a nerd for liking movies?
That's my hobby. Okay,
yeah, I'm cool.
People are listening to numbers. They go, "Oh yeah, Ben's on the radio. What? Yeah, talking about movies." All right. Cinemark has the same thing, but I will agree. Oh yes. You go to that movie, that concession stand. Oh my God! Bring a credit card. You know, as speaking of credit cards, AMC doesn't take cash anymore. It's all debit and credit card.
Not because they had too many employees stealing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I will, and I've done it. I'll take. You know, I'll go home and open up my big jar of M&Ms, put them in a scoop out a couple handfuls. Throw them in a sandwich bag, throw in a Snickers, a Milky Way. I take a little 8-ounce, the little mini, like mug root beer in a can. I'm good because I have seen people drop some serious.
Oh, yeah.
They want $10 for a small bag of popcorn.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, especially if you have a family and you're going. It's a lot. Ben, let me ask you. You say you go. Do you actually go to the theaters three times a week?
No. It depends on what's in the theater. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of months ago. There's a lot of movies in the theater. So yeah, I use my 3 in 1 week. But still, at $21, you take three weeks times, three movies times four, $12. I'm seeing a movie, $2? $1.50?
That's a good deal. What's the best movie you've seen this year?
I really enjoyed F1.
F1 was good, yeah. Brad Pitt.
I was very disappointed with Superman.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's coming out next week on Blu-ray and 4K.
Yeah,
I'll give it a different shot. I'll tell you what my fun movie for the year was.
Mm-hmm.
Megan 2.0. It was a fun movie, but you had to have seen Megan.
Right. Usually,
Megan 2.0.
If it's a 2.0, that's how they trick you. If they call a movie a 2, then you're like, well, do I need to see one first? Well, apparently you did. Otherwise, you're just lost the whole time. It's a big problem I have with sequels.
Ben, you're living the life.
Ben
man.
Had me up until he said he didn't like Superman because that was that was a great movie.
You're living the life.
913-586-7798.
Thanks
Let's go
the call
to Bruce.
Every woman likes to be told to pipe down. By the way, every woman loves that.
I believe it was take it down a notch.
Whatever. Every woman
and
loves that.
I think he
that.
Said to take it down. Did he say to take it down a notch?
Yes.
I'm just mansplaining.
Yes.
Mansplaining to you. That's all.
Every person who hosts the show likes to be told to take it down.
Especially Dana.
She's the other show.
Mm-hmm.
She's the other one.
Yeah.
I get called Dana a lot still.
Okay. No, I'm saying like Dana loves to be told to take it down.
Women love it. We love being told to calm down.
That's in my experience.
Yeah. We respond very well to that.
Everybody actually likes that. It always is. If somebody's overreacting or you think is being hyper, the best thing to do is like, hey, calm down.
That's going
to
get the desired response.
Every single time. All right, let's get one last call on this. Let's go to Damon in KC. Whoa. Hey, Damon.
Hey, what's going on? Jamie, what's up, lady?
Hi, Damon.
How are you? Right. I'm good, pretty
Damon
good.
Can tell me to pipe down. Damon's been around a while.
Damon's a good dude. All right, Damon, right. Okay. What do you have to say about movie theater stuff, buddy?
Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm family of five kids, so as my kids was growing up, everybody, the sound of the movie theater was all the way across the board.
Yeah.
Everybody opens up Cokes and had candy. But I don't think that's stealing. What I think is stealing was your kids stay a certain age for 5 years. So they can always get in for a cheaper price.
Right.
That's stealing, man. You know what I'm
where
saying?
Where you claim that they're a child, but they're not a child anymore, or a child ticket?
Exactly.
I don't know. They I think it's stealing older. For them to say anybody over 10 is an adult now. That yeah, seems a little bit crooked to me.
I agree with that, but I'm going to tell you a quick story. My oldest daughter, we were at the register paying for her, and I briefed everybody many times before on their ages. My daughter slipped up and said, "No, Daddy, I'm such and such age." I looked at her with that eye and told her, "I already didn't told you how old you are." And then the lady said, "No, she knows how old she is." I said, "No, she doesn't. Mm. You know, I'm telling you, I know how old she was. I was there when she was born." She said, "No, you're going to have to pay."
Oh, she's come on. Really?
No, that's what they did. They made me pay.
What does she care? That money's not coming out of her paycheck. David, thanks for your call. No, honestly, when me and Finn and Henry went to the movies a couple of months ago, I was to see the Minecraft movie. I swear to God, it was on accident. Had Finn as a child and Henry as a child, even though he should be an adult, and me as an adult. And I didn't realize it until I went through. Mm-hmm. And I like even said, I was like, "Oh, he's actually an adult." And I accidentally bought a child's ticket. I was like, "Is that okay?" And the guy was like, "Well, I don't care." Like, the guy got mad at me.
Wow. How like, dare you bother him with tickets. The truth?
He was scared. He's like, "What do I care? I don't care."
He's and like,
I was
I'm like, getting paid $8 an hour to stand here and take yeah. your ticket.
And I was like, "Leave me alone." Okay, I just wanted to let you know because it's, yeah, I felt bad and I will like upsell. And he's like, no, just go. Like, no. Like, I guess it is like you're going to be making more problems for me. And the fact that you're
definitely
bringing it up
it.
Means that somebody might see me
yeah.
on this letting you through with a ticket that's inappropriate. Anyway.
All right, do you want to play a little
yes.
game coming up?
Coming up. Yes. Go ahead.
We've got a pretty good Facebook comment.
Okay.
Because I post this as our segment. Mm-hmm. So from Brad on Facebook, Brad. Unless you're going to be one of the few local owned movie theaters, why would anybody be against taking food into a theater? I was once in a theater where someone was able to sneak a half slab of ribs and sides. And I just thought to myself, well played, sir. Well played.
Brad also lives in Florida, so that might inform somebody bringing in an entire slab of ribs.
I do like
what
the
is
theme.
That Fred Flintstone?
I shouldn't have to pay that much, but I still want the experience,
yeah.
So I'm just not going to pay that much.
Okay, to your point, isn't part of the experience paying a lot? Like, it is. It's. I will.
Yes, it should be exclusive.
Right. If I went to a movie and I only paid $2 to get in, I might be like, this movie sucks. I'm just going to be on my phone. Like, I was sitting in the back and not bothering yeah. anybody. I'll just be on my phone. I don't care. But the fact that I paid $12 a ticket means I'm going to be putting my phone away and really invested in this movie.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we're going to play a game. It's going to be Concession Price is Right. So Jamie has a list of the average price of different things at concession stands and what they also cost at the grocery store. And then Quentin and I will have to guess closest without going over how much they cost.
Your red vine is on here. I'll just give you that hint.
That's next.
It's not my red vine.
Yelling at clouds again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How much are you overpaying for movie snacks? How much are you saving by bringing them in yourself? I have a list out of The Hustle. We have 9 items, and they have the price that you would pay at Walgreens versus where you what you would pay at AMC theaters. And then I have 3 items where you can guess the markup, compare what the movie theater pays, like wholesale, mm-hmm. versus what you pay for it. We can talk about the markup there okay, and guess.
Right. Okay. So the let's do the first round. Just give us the item, and then we'll guess what it costs. Or tell us what it costs at the grocery store, and then we have to guess what it costs at the theater.
Okay. I'm also going to warn you that this list came out as of 2019, and they claim to have updated it in 2025.
Okay.
These prices might be a little low.
Okay.
Just to give
They'll still seem extremely high.
And they'll still be... The percentage increase will still be the same.
Okay, got it.
So to give you an
that
idea.
That makes sense.
Okay, so the first item, let's let Quentin go first. Okay. Here. Medium popcorn on the street at the Walgreens, $1.69. How much at the movie?
Medium popcorn?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like if you were to buy a bag of popcorn, yeah. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Medium popcorn, $1.69
on the street.
It's going to be so, it's going to be so expensive.
Yeah.
Like $12.
$12. I think that's high. I'm going to say $1.
I hate it when it's like this. I don't like the closest without going over game. Because it is $7.99.
Boom! Well, you went way too high.
You way overshot it.
What I was thinking is like, I've never ordered medium anything ever. It's always so...
Okay.
All right.
So Weir's up 1-0.
Yep.
All right. Weir can go first of time. Okay. Medium icy at Slurpee is what they used, is $1.49.
$1.49. For
that's
a medium icy.
Slurpee.
Yeah. So at the movie theater,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say $4.99.
Quentin?
Once again, that seems too cheap to me.
Mm.
First of all, we're talking about a name brand here.
Yeah, that's a good point with the little polar bear on it. Is that what the Slurpee is?
Yeah.
$6.
Ooh, $6.49.
$6.49.
Good job,
so you got
Quentin.
That. All right.
All right.
Good job.
Quentin, medium soda at Walgreens is $1.79. How much is it at the movie theater?
This has a crazy mark. This is where like restaurants and stuff make a ton of money. Off of is their soda.
Is this bottled soda then, or is it?
That's a good point. Is it a fountain drink?
Is it a fountain drink? Because $1.79 seems like it would be at Walgreens.
I'm trying to think of like how many ounces. Like think like 20 ounce soda.
20 ounce soda. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. We'll say $6.50.
$6.50 for a small soda.
Medium. Yeah. Medium soda.
Whatever it would be at the movie theater. I think you went over again, but I'm not going to be a jerk this time. So I'm going to say $4.50.
$5.99.
$5.99, baby!
Yes.
Wait, you said six something?
Yeah.
I got it. All right.
All right. Junior Mints, we're...
Okay.
The box is about 5 ounces. So it's just like the regular box. $1.50 at Walgreens.
$1.50 for a box of Junior Mints.
Yeah.
At Walgreens. At the theater.
How much at the theater?
$3.50.
Okay. Quentin?
$3.51.
You suck.
$4.79. Yes. We're tied 2-2.
You monster.
He's playing the game the way it should be played.
You did it to me once.
All right.
Yes. Weird did it first. Okay, yeah. Quentin. Milk Duds. 5 ounces. So the box. $1.79 on the street at Walgreens. How much are you paying at the movie theater?
Do we include the cost that you're going to have to go to the dentist to afterwards because it gets stuck to your teeth? We'll go with $4.
$4. What was it on the street?
Milk Duds, $1.79.
$1.79 on the street. And he said $4. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the price I said for the other one, $3.50.
It is, in fact, $4.79.
$4.79. So Quentin got that one.
So Quentin gets that one. All right. What about M&M's? This is not a big bag, 3.1 ounces.
Okay.
Who goes first this time?
That would be, I did Junior Mints.
Okay, so you do this. Yeah. M&M's, 3.1 ounces, $1.79 on the street.
Okay.
How much are you paying in the theater?
Well, I thought the candy would have a consistent price, but it seems like that's kind of a moving target.
It's also smaller, but.
True. So it's just a bag of M&M's?
Yeah.
$1.79. I'm going to say $2.75.
Okay. Quentin?
Oh, I think M&Ms are like more of a high demand thing. So $3.75?
Good job. It's actually $4.79.
All right.
Quentin's
$4.79.
4-2.
God, this is where the criminality is. Not in sneaking food in. It's saying you can't bring food in and then charging you this much. All right. For candy.
Now we have our great Red Vines Twizzlers.
Oh my God.
Area here. Yeah. All right, Quentin. 5 ounce Red Vines. $1.99 on the street. How much you paying at the movie theater?
Is it the big bag or the little bag?
I have no idea what 5 ounces is for a bag of Red Vines.
Yeah. I don't know. $3.75.
Okay.
$3.75. I'm going to say he's low, so I'm going to say $4.25.
It is $4.79.
Boom!
Good job, Weir.
Yeah!
Quentin's up, 4-3. Two more to go. Weir, 5-ounce Twizzlers on the street, $1.99.
Okay, 5-ounce Twizzlers on the street, a dollar what?
$1.99. Yeah.
Twizzlers are more than Red Vines. So
Twizzlers.
I'm going to say $4.50.
Quentin?
Red Vines were $4.79, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just think it'd be really funny if after all this debate between the two, if they're the exact same price. So $4.79.
It is in fact $4.79.
Yes, dang it!
Yes. Good job, Quentin. Okay, 5-3. Wow. Okay, the last one.
Well, he won then.
You did, yeah, but we can do this one here really quick.
This one is worth 3 points.
Yes. 20-ounce bottle of water, Dasani, is $1.99 on the street. How much are you paying at the movie theater? This is Quentin first.
Yeah.
Is it me?
Okay. Sure. Well, you're winning anyway, so why not go first?
Okay. Well, it's got to be, they sell the big bottles, and those are just crazy expensive. Somebody who has bought bottled water, unfortunately, at many places.
I mean, 20 ounces is what Weir has right now. Yep. That Mountain Dew is 20 ounces.
Yeah. So we'll say five buckaroonies even.
Okay. Weir?
Five seems right, but I don't know. $4.05.
$4.49.
Boom!
Wow.
Hey,
5-4.
Yeah,
okay. So then I have the percent markups.
Okay.
If we want to do this, there are three of these. This is cost. This is how much they sell it for versus what it costs them.
Okay.
So percentage markup.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you like me to give you? What they sell it for or what they buy it for?
I think if you have candy, I think that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For candy. Well, you already know. They sell it to you for $4.79.
Right. For $4.79?
Yeah. What's the markup?
The markup?
Based on what they pay for it.
From the original price.
Cost of goods sold. Okay. Yeah.
For what they buy it for and then what they sell it for.
Like wholesale versus what they...
Got it. The markup's got to be...
So percentage profit.
400%?
What do you think, Quentin?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in radio because I'm not good at math. So... So we'll say like 400% sounds about right. Maybe a little under the three, like 350.
It's 313%. So yeah, Clinton gets it because we're over a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. What about soda, where the sale price is $5.99?
Oh, this one's going to be really bad.
This is insane because this is why like McDonald's would sell their stuff at $1.
Yeah. Because it's bad.
Yeah.
It's,
they would get you to come in and buy the cheap soda.
All right. You go first, Quentin.
I mean, you're literally just buying the syrup and then putting your own water in it. So okay. it's like a 1,000% markup.
Yeah.
1,000%.
I was honestly going to say, I'm going to say 10,000. I don't know. it's a lot though.
It's 558%.
That's so it?
Quentin, go. Yeah.
That's actually surprising.
They buy it for 91 cents and they sell it to you for $5.99.
Okay. Last one.
Okay. This is popcorn.
Okay.
They sell it to you for $7.99. Where? Uh-huh. What are they? What's the markup?
I'm going to say it's a bit. Popcorn's so cheap, though. I'm going to say that's probably a 400% markup.
And I would think it's more than that because I think popcorn kernels
more
are
than
just,
soda because soda is only 500.
I think because it's popcorn kernels, I think are just like what they couldn't turn into corn, you know?
Corn.
So they just sell it to movie theater popcorn.
Give me a number.
550.
788%.
Wow.
This was 8-4. Good job, Quinn.
Good job. That's crazy. Yeah. The markup on popcorn is worse than on soda?
It is, yeah.
Because I think popcorn kernels are just a product that they couldn't use elsewhere.
It's 90 cents. They buy popcorn for 90 cents. They sell it to you for a lot more than what they buy it for.
All right. It's midday.
Wrapping up the noon hour here on a Tuesday. I just realized it's right in front of me. Every time I wonder why don't I just look at this screen that I ignore.
Right there.
Inside baseball. Dana at one point wanted standing desks in this studio.
So annoying.
And you can't rebuild the studio for standing desks. That's not possible. What you can do is put in these riser things that have platforms on the bottom and the platform goes up and so does the screen. And I despise this whole setup. Everything is in the way. I can't. It's not just a flat surface. I don't use the station computer, so everything's in my way, and it just bugs me.
I don't know. The sight lines are weird.
Yeah.
We have microphones over there blocking.
I always have to move them because I can't see Quentin.
I can't see Quentin
or clock.
Yeah. But hey, you guys are listening to us in your cars. How you doing?
Yeah. It's fine. I'll get over it. It's just every so often I'm like,
What is Mahjong? Is that this?
So we are getting this new, I vaguely had heard this term before, but I didn't know what it was. It's a game of, it looks like dominoes to me. I don't know if that's how it works.
It's a tile game, I think.
It's like an old Chinese tile game. Yeah. Okay. It was on every computer in 2004.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah. It was like one of the deep, it was like that and solitaire.
Okay. Yep. We are getting a new place where you can go and it's like dedicated to playing this game. Okay.
For like you can bet or something? Like what's the big deal?
I sort of compare it to like, they're calling it a Mahjong parlor.
Okay.
Which is an interesting word for it. But they say Mahjong is having a moment in the West. And so this is going to open, I don't know this intersection, 129th and State Line in Leawood, September 25th, and offer games for experienced players and newbies alike.
Yeah. That's that's cool. I think that's where Minsky's is at, that area, Connery's pub and that. Yeah. I don't know. I've not played Mahjong, but I'm also not a 90-year-old woman. So
Quentin, you going?
No, I remember attempting to learn to play it on the computer, but all the tiles are
hard?
Chinese characters. So
I don't think it's that hard, but I think it takes a lot of patience, and I believe it's popular with older people because it's like quiet.
They say it's easy to learn the basics of, but difficult to master.
They say that about every game.
I wonder.
About Monopoly.
You know, it's like chess. You can learn the basics and then some guy just pulls out this move and you're like, that can't be.
The hard thing about chess is I could never memorize what all the pieces do, what all the pieces are allowed to do. And as soon as I could memorize that, I gave up on chess.
Checkers is a lot better.
Is it easier?
Oh, checkers?
Yeah. I don't know.
They only move in one direction.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right. Coming up, how much is your kid's allowance? What is the average for the country? And are you beating it? Talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.